Whenever we have a chance to turn to an important recording dedicated to Orlando de Lasso, Rolando de Lasso, we take the chance. And the third in the series of the musical biography of Lassus, featuring the Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble, collected by Peter de Groot, looks at the seemingly happy years in the 1560s and the middle 1570s, until the time that the opulent court in Bavaria basically went bankrupt. The financial cost of keeping that court alive had a huge impact on all aspects, including the musical life, and it's reflected in the music of the great Lassus. This week on Millennium of Music, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, after that 1555 collection published in Antwerp by the incomparable Tilmon de Suzzato, Lassus, who was tireless and traveled all over Europe, went to France to make sure he worked out a deal with the great publishing company of Leroy and Ballard. And between 1559 and 1569, they published 20 collections alone. He got to be so famous, he wasn't Orlando de Lasso anymore. He was simply Orland from 1561 on in France. Let's skip forward in our story a little bit. In 1577, he went back to them with a mass based on the beautiful little madrigal by Sebastiano Festa on the popular poem by Petrarch, the Opassi Sparsi. There had been a mass written by Claudin de Sermizy and published by Leroy and Ballard in 1553. This is a few years later. It's a slightly, well, actually quite a bit different take, being Lassus. And since we're sort of going to start with a sacred set, let us turn to the extraordinary Magnificat setting on one of his most popular chansons, La Je N'irai Plus. And that particular work was so enormously popular as a ditty, he created it as a, what he called, a rustic Magnificat, published in Germany in 1576. So we'll begin with a little sacred set, Lassus in the late 1560s and middle 1570s with the Egidius Quartet.
Thank you. So Thank you.
The Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble, conducted by Peter de Groot, and we're looking at Volume 3 in the musical biography of Orlando de Lasso, Roland de Lasso, this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, after the witty, happy years in the 1560s, traveling from place to place, including publishing in countless centers, and he would publish French works in France and Italian works in Italy and German works in Germany and sacred works all over the place, and was ennobled by the Emperor Maximilian II late in 1570, got a huge annual salary starting then, writing all these witty letters to his young friend Wilhelm, who's the heir to the Bavarian throne. But it was only a few years later, in 1575, the massive bankruptcy hit the court. The stresses were already happening in Bavaria in the early 1570s surrounding finances. And in fact, for many, many months in 1574, Lasso's traveled to Italy, where he'd been as a young man, and spent quite a bit of time with Pope Gregory XIII and present the pontiff with a collection of masses and the like. And in the middle of this also was composing, as we heard a few weeks back, listening to the remarkable collection of the Bicinia of Lasso's. In the middle of his collections, he would often put instrumental pieces. We're pulling from this musical biography just the collection of works without texts. Again, this is the Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble, conducted by Peter de Groot. ¶¶ Peter de Groot and the Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble. This is volume 3 of the wonderful process of doing a musical biography of the great Rolando de Lasso. He was born in Mons around 1531, and the big celebrations in that fantastic city in Wallonie will be in 2015, and there's going to be a lot surrounding that. And of course, he traveled. He was a great internationalist and a very aggressive promoter of his own music. And it's an amazing story in history, as we will come to some of the secular works in a little bit here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis, and as I mentioned, aside from the French chanson and the Italian publications, he was working all over Germany, publishing, for example, with Theodor Gerlach in Nuremberg in 1568 and put together some sacred pieces. And well, the next set is going to hop around and look at some of the many, many secular works of Lasso's, including the very famous Susanne un jour, one of his greatest hits, in the original German form, and a variety of works in, well, all of the languages he was fluent in. We will have the French, the Italian, we will have the German. He was an amazing person. This is Lasso's A Musical Biography, Volume 3, with the Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble, conducted by Peter de Groot.
Oh.
Peter de Groot and the Egidius Quartet and the College Ensemble. I mentioned Mons is in Wallonie and a fantastic place to visit. This is from the Musique en Wallonie collection and part of an ongoing series looking at the life of this most remarkable composer. We know so much about him because he also, on top of being an internationalist and multilingual, was hugely humorous, and his writings were enormously charming and very, very funny, an extraordinary person. Well, for more information about this recording, you can always check out our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. We're always very pleased when you do. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.